You're listening to All Things Considered here on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Fans of high-speed boat racing want to hold a three-day race on Grand Traverse Bay next year. Organizers say the Grand Traverse Bay Offshore Classic would draw 100,000 spectators to Traverse City. But reception to the event has been mixed. Some city officials say they're concerned about pollution, noise, and access to the bay. Matt Soper is a Traverse City local who's helping to organize the race. He joins us today to talk about it. Mr. Soper, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us on.
So how did this idea come about to have a boat race on Grand Traverse Bay?
There's a lot of us in the area that are huge offshore boat enthusiasts. We were standing actually down at the Clinch Marina last summer with a group of us, and we were looking out there, and it just dawned on me to think, boy, what a perfect place to be able to have an offshore boat race and bring back the offshore boat races that were in Traverse City back in the 80s that Bill Marsh had brought to the city.
Why hold an event like this in Traverse City? What makes that area a good place to do something like this?
Traverse City counts on tourism as one of its prime economic impacts and revenue sources. So a race like this, if we can bring somewhere in the neighborhood of $10 million in economic impact, that will significantly help the downtown area. And all the people that I've talked to, now there's been a few naysayers, but the majority of them actually are all for it.
Let's talk about the reception to this idea. For it to happen, you're going to need the city of Traverse City to approve it. And you made your case to the Traverse City Parks and Recreation Commission last week. How was it received there?
We didn't have the warmest welcome initially from some of the locals that clearly did not understand what it was that we were doing. And that was really unfortunate. There were a couple of the committee members, one in particular that was adamantly against this and wanted to vote it and shoot it down because it didn't feel right. You know, the real version of this is that we've already met with the city managers in it wasn't necessarily support of it. It was really more of, do we comply with the requirements of the city to hold a high impact event like this? And the answer to that is, yes, we do. By all of the rules and the regulations and the requirements set out by the city, we do meet all of that, and we exceed it by far, actually.
We've heard some comments from our listeners on our website and on our Facebook page about the race. Some of them are concerned about noise, they're concerned about pollution, and about having access to the bay and to the marina at Clinch Park during the three-day event. Can you address those concerns?
Sure. Actually, the south end of West Bay is where this would take place. It's in the exact same location that the air show is held for the Cherry Festival. There'll be access for people to be able to go in and out of Elmwood and that area, to be able to go north up and beyond during the only four-hour period that will be closing down the south end of the bay only in that same strip as the air show has. So what people will see is exactly the same as the air show. So we're not closing off the entire bay.
What about the noise? I would imagine these boats generate a significant amount of noise.
They do. And we've been preparing ourselves with this to understand the concerns of people that might want it a little quieter around Traverse City. This is nothing like the Blue Angels. Our race is confined to only the south end of the bay. And the decibel ratings, the recommended by the Coast Guard is 90 decibels on the bay. We're going to be 600, 700, 800 feet off from shore at any given point other than at the point of the north point of the marina. So the decibel levels should be somewhere in the 90 or less range that are acceptable along the beachfront so that we'll meet that. For an example, the jets that fly over for the air show and or a normal commercial jet that flies in and out of Traverse City, that decibel level runs as published in the 140 decibel range.
So the next step for you is the Traverse City Commission. They'll have to approve it. Do you think the event has a good chance of being approved by the City Commission?
Yeah, Aaron, you know, the biggest thing here is that I get everybody's opinion. I think the positive far outweighs the negative at this point. The negative people that have been voicing their opinion, it's the same ones over and over, and it's not as many of them as it initially looked like it was going to be. I think the support is there from the community. It's a great event. It's an exciting event. It's something different. We're going to have waste stewards on the beach so that afterwards we don't want the pictures of the beach being trashed with bottles and debris everywhere. So we have gone the extra mile to make sure that we not only meet all of the requirements by the city to have a high impact event, we have met all of those and we've exceeded them by far.
Matt Soper is organizing the Grand Traverse Bay Offshore Classic. Mr. Soper, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.